This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The winter weather has taken a hit on just about every kind of part of our life, from sports to press conferences to even entertainment. Walton Arts Center had to postpone and cancel some shows. Jody Beznoski, the Vice President of Communications for Walton Arts Center, back with me.
Hi, Kyle.
Now, first of all, snow, this old hat to you. You grew up in the Northeast.
Yeah. You know... Yeah, if I was home in New Hampshire, you know, this, you know, we would have maybe been out of school for a day or two, and you know, they would have got the plows out and the salt and the sand, and everything would be back to normal within a day or so. But it's very different here, and you know, it's hard because you really want everybody to be safe, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and I guess that's the decision that has to go into whether you decide to postpone or cancel a show.
It's a really complicated thing. You'd think it would be very easy, but it's actually it's got a lot of facets to it, because it has to be, okay, is the artist going to be here? If the artist is going to be here, a lot of times you fall back on that old moniker, you know, the show must go on. And if the artist can get here, you do the show. And like we were just talking about, you know, it's very hard to tell somebody who paid money for a ticket and who literally can't get out of their driveway that they, you know, that they have to come to the show. And so that's hard. And so we had to cancel some shows on Tuesday, and we have postponed our Ron White performances, which actually works out much better than having to cancel them. But we did have, you know, we had 4 school matinee performances over the last couple of days, both of the Peking Acrobats and Ferdinand the Bull, that had to be canceled. And luckily, the Ferdinand the Bull ones will get rescheduled, so that's good. And then we're trying to get the Peking Acrobats to come back. They won't be able to come back this tour, but maybe next year we'll be able to get him back. And then we actually caught Ron White just as he was about to get on his airplane and fly to Memphis to catch the tour bus to try to make his way here for the show. And we managed to say, well, why don't we move the dates? And that worked for everybody, which was awesome. Very, very a good solution to a very bad situation.
So Ron White is now in May.
There was a performance. There was supposed to be one scheduled for Wednesday night, this past Wednesday at 7, and tonight, Thursday at 7. Those have both been postponed to Wednesday, May 25th, and Thursday, May 26th. So they're the same days of the week, same times. And then the good news is we've also added another performance by Ron White at 9:30 on Thursday the 26th.
So now he'll do a third show.
Yeah. So he'll be here for 3 instead of 2, which is great.
Weather permitting.
Yes.
There are other things approaching.
Yes. Weather permitting, crossing our fingers that the temperatures will go up soon. We have the Blind Boys of Alabama tomorrow. Tremendous, legendary, I believe they've won Grammys and all kinds of awards, gospel, you know, bluesy
R&B,
kind of R&B,
right.
Wonderful sound. We are actually the first stop on their American tour right now. They'll be coming here from Europe. So again, crossing fingers that they get into the airports and everything goes as planned, but we want to invite everyone to come out, because we figure everybody's going to be a little stir crazy by that point. So we are doing a cabin fever special for the Blind Boys of Alabama. That's an 8 o'clock show on Friday. We'll have $15 tickets for that in the balcony, and the tickets normally start at $25. So it's a pretty good deal, and we think this is one, you know, you maybe not necessarily for the little kids, not the 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 year olds, but if you have older kids, they'd probably enjoy this. It's going to be gospel music. It will be energetic and fun. So
and the thing about Blind Boys of Alabama, if you've listened to their music, they'll surprise you sometimes, because you'll think that this is starting as one song, like House of the Rising Sun. Then you realize that, no, they've done something completely different.
Absolutely.
With it.
And they cover all kinds of amazing, amazing artists. So they'll do their own stuff, but they'll also do other work. And, you know, I've never seen them, but my impression of them is that they give a heck of a show. Yeah. And I'm just hopeful that maybe if the roads clear up a little bit, you know, and you really want to get out, come out and see them, because they're a big deal. And we're really excited to have them. It's going to be great.
They're Grammy winners.
Yes.
Kurt Elling is a Grammy winner.
Yes, he sure is. And he is performing on Saturday night, 2 performances. I believe they're 8 and 10 p.m. I caught a very little bit of his interview with Robert the other night, and I got to see him when I was in New York at the APAP conference. And he's fun. He is very interesting. I got such a kick out of listening to him talk to Robert. He kept using the word cats.
Yes.
I like these cats. And I just was like, oh, this is great. And he's wonderful. We That's in the Star Theater, which is a small space, so it's a great, great place to hear jazz. And again, a wonderful way to get out of the monotony of getting stuck in your house.
Martin Short is ahead.
Martin Short comes up on Tuesday, the 15th, and that's actually after Mamma Mia.
Oh, Mamma Mia,
yes. So in the midst of all of this, we've sort of forgotten that, oh, there's a giant Broadway show coming next week. But Mamma Mia will be here from Tuesday the 8th through Sunday the 13th, 8 performances. Tickets are selling really well, but there are still some left. And, you know, how can you not love Mamma Mia? I mean, it's just bright and colorful and fun and ABBA. And, again, one of our most popular shows ever and continuing to be a very, very popular thing. It's a dance party by the end. You know, everybody's dancing in the aisles, and I'm just always surprised by how many people want to come and see it again. I mean, when we brought it back in 2007, immediately we started to get comments from people saying, oh, can you bring that back? I just loved that. Who knew? You know, and it's great. And it's a wonderful night out for moms and daughters and grandmas. It's definitely a one that you see a lot of gatherings of girls together. But if there's guys out there listening, it also might make a decent early Valentine's Day present.
Well put. And yes. Then Jubilant Sykes and Alan Chow.
Yes. So we'll have Martin Short on Tuesday, right, the 15th, day after Valentine's Day, also a great present. And then the following Thursday, on the 17th, we will have Jubilant Sykes and Alan Chow. That performance will be at 7 p.m., part of our 10x10 art series. And so we'll have pre-show conversations. At the moment, I'm not sure what they're going to be, but we will have pre-show conversations ahead of time and a wonderful performance of Copland and American spirituals and piano music. It's going to be great. And then I actually have a slightly new event to talk about, which is the day after Jubilant and Alan. And this is an event on the 18th of February. It's called Open That Bottle. And it's a lead-up event to our 11th annual Art of Wine Festival. We started last year doing some Art of Wine events early in the year as opposed to just doing them during the June festival time. And Open That Bottle is going to be an event on the Baumwalker Hall stage. And what the premise behind it is that if you have that bottle of wine in your kitchen or in your pantry that has been around for a little while, mm-hmm, it's got a story behind it, you've been, I'm not sure I want to open it yet, this is the time to come and share the story. So you can bring your bottle of wine, open it, tell the story, and then everybody can enjoy dinner at the same time.
Oh, which, what a great idea.
I think that sounds really fun. And the nice thing about it is if you're like me and, you know, the oldest bottle of wine you have is like last week, it doesn't matter. You can just come to the party, eat the amazing food. Ellis will be catering it, and there will be wine provided so that you can still enjoy wine and you can listen to other people's stories.
I think when people get snowed in, some of those bottles get open.
That is true.
We kind of had the Art of Wine in the middle of the week this week.
Well, hold one.
Okay.
Hold one. I know we still got a couple more days, hopefully not, before everything melts. But hold on to one or two and come out and join the party because it will be nice. It's always fun when we have dinners on the Walton Art Center stage. That's just really exciting for people to be sitting there looking out, seeing what artists would see when they're standing up there.
WaltonArtCenter.org.
443-5600. We are open, and it is nice and toasty warm in our theater space. I should also mention that we were planning to have an opening reception tonight for Bethany Springer's exhibition, and we have canceled that. So that reception will be on March 3rd instead of February 3rd. But the gallery is still open during the day, so if you want to come by and say hello and stop in, we'd love to see you. But the reception is actually going to move by about a month.
All right. Jody, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kyle.